Chapter 15. Lexi skidded to a stop beside Cassie just as she was about to place the sugar sculptures on top of the first batch of cupcakes.
Wait, don't put those on.
Cassie turned in Lexi's direction, her brow wrinkled.
What?
Just put them out without the sculptures. The judges are only two booths down.
I think we still have time.
No, Lexi cut her off. Let's just get them on the stands and out to the table. Cassie shrugged and turned her attention to stacking the cupcakes neatly on the tiered stands they had bought especially for the cupcake presentation.
Did you find what you wanted at Westmore's office?
Cassie asked.
And then some. Westmore caught me in the act and tried to kill me. The detective showed up just in time and arrested him.
Lexi whispered sharply, her hand going to her throat. Cassie spun to face her, concern flooding her blue eyes.
What? Your neck is bruised. Are you okay?
Lexi nodded.
I'm okay. Detective Stone saved the day just in time. But the important thing is, Westmore admitted to being the murderer.
He's also the one who ruined our cake. Cassie's eyes went wide.
Why did he kill Amanda?
Lexi lowered her voice.
She caught him embezzling money from the contest and was blackmailing him.
Holy crap.
Cassie opened her mouth to say more, but was interrupted by the judges appearing at their booth.
Your cupcakes make a lovely presentation with the paper and the stand, Judge Luttner said. Lexi felt her heart warm as the others nodded their approval.
The cupcakes themselves are nice, but perhaps a little plain, Grace Harvey said.
Lexi watched the head judge, Tim Gartner, purse his lips while he looked the cupcakes up and down, then jotted notes on his notepad. Finally, the judges smiled, nodded, and moved on. Lexi felt like she had been holding her breath the whole time.
Looks like we did okay, Lexi said.
Cassie shrugged.
Judge Harvey did say they were plain. Those sugar sculptures would have jazzed them up.
Lexi glanced back wistfully at the refrigerator where the sculptures were. They would have improved the appearance, most likely giving her high points for aesthetics. But Lexi had her reasons for leaving them off.
Well, hopefully we will make up for it in the tasting portion of the challenge.
If we make it that far.
Cassie leaned her head toward Lexi.
Tell me more about Westmore. What happened in there?
Lexi explained how she had gone to the office and found the ledger, only to be surprised by Westmore, who admitted to killing Saunders before he tried to kill her.
I hate to admit it, but Nick Stone saved my life, Lexi said.
Lucky thing. Maybe Jack is right about not getting involved in these investigations.
Cassie raised a pierced eyebrow at Lexi. Lexi felt her cheeks flush, but was saved from further admonitions by the sight of Tim Gartner heading toward their booth.
You've made it to the tasting round, so please bring your cupcakes over, he said.
Lexi and Cassie sprang into action, loading the cupcake displays onto a stainless steel cart, which they wheeled across the stadium to the taste judging area. On the other side of the stadium, Lexi was pleased to see that Corinne was one of the contestants who had made it to the tasting round. Lexi wheeled her cart over and took her place in between Corinne and another baker she had only met fleetingly. Corinne cast a worried glance in Lexi's direction, but Lexi smiled at her reassuringly. Lexi shuffled her feet nervously as she watched the judges take their places at the table across from them. The area behind them was filled with various spectators. The camera crew was already recording the activities. Lexi watched Tim Gartner take the podium, marveling at how quickly the contest had adjusted after the excitement of Westmore's arrest. As Gartner made the usual introductions, Lexi's thoughts turned to Westmore. Her hand went to her throat. The skin felt raw, and she rubbed it uneasily. She felt her stomach churn as she realized how close to death she had come. Maybe Jack was right. Maybe she should stop meddling in murders.
She hated to admit it, but it was becoming somewhat of a fun hobby, and she loved working with Nans and the Ladies' Detective Club. Perhaps she would just try to be more careful in the future.
Wonderfully light lemon filling.
The words took Lexi out of her thoughts, and she smiled at the judge's compliment.
The taste combination is perfect, and your chocolate espresso is rich and moist. One of the best cupcakes I have tasted today,
Judge Harvey said. Lexi smiled and nodded. Thank you. With a start, she realized she hadn't even paid attention to what the judges had said about the other contestants' cupcakes. She had been too lost in her own thoughts. Gartner stepped to the podium, the scorecard in his hand. Lexi felt her mouth go dry, realizing they were about to announce the winner of this challenge.
The judges have scored each cupcake on aesthetics and taste.
He waved the cards in the air.
I have the results here, and am happy to announce the third place ribbon. With 3 points for aesthetics and 4 points for taste, the ribbon goes to...
Lexi bit her bottom lip as he paused dramatically.
Marg Rupert.
Lexi heard a burst of applause as the baker went up to collect her ribbon. Since this was the last challenge, there were only 3 finalists, so that left Lexi and Corinne in the running for first place. She glanced sideways at Corinne, who was fidgeting behind her card of cupcakes.
Lexi, Corinne.
Tim nodded at each of them in turn.
It was a tough decision between the two of you. In the end, one of you won by a hair, with a better presentation.
Another dramatic pause jangled Lexi's nerves.
The second place ribbon goes to the baker who won 5 points for taste and 4 points for aesthetics. Lexi Baker. Which means Corinne Connors is the winner with 5 points for both taste and aesthetics.
Lexi swelled with pride as she and Corinne went to the podium to accept their ribbons. She should have been disappointed she lost by a small margin, but in reality, she was happy the other woman won. She felt her heart grow when she saw the smile on Corinne's face, which was flushed with excitement, and she knew she had made the right decision. But when Corinne glanced over at Lexi, her smile faded.
Congratulations, ladies,
Tim said, as Lexi and Corinne made their way back to stand behind their carts.
As you know, this is the last challenge in bakery battles. We will now pick the overall winner by adding up the scores from all the challenges. The baker with the highest score will win the grand prize of $100,000 and a spread in American Baker magazine.
Everyone applauded loudly, including Lexi and Corinne.
There is also a generous second prize of $20,000 and a third prize of $2,000. We will break for an hour and then announce the winners right here.
Tim stepped down from the podium. The camera crew stopped filming and the crowd started to break up. Everyone would take a short break and return in an hour to hear the final judging. Lexi saw Corinne turning to leave and called after her. Corinne, wait up. Corinne turned stiffly to face her, and Lexi's heart dropped when she saw the stricken look on her face. She forced herself to walk over to the other baker. She had some unfinished business that needed to be taken care of before the final winner was announced. Congratulations, Lexi said, opening her arms to hug the other baker. She saw that Corinne was near tears. Corinne covered her face as Lexi put her arms around her. Oh, Lexi, I'm so sorry. Why? Lexi asked. I didn't mean to cheat. I only wanted to peek at your wedding cake, Corinne said through tears. Oh, that? Don't be silly. You didn't see anything I was trying to keep secret anyway. Lexi's heart lifted when she saw Corinne's face brighten. Really? Lexi nodded. So you're not mad?
No, not at all.
Oh, thank you. Corinne returned Lexi's hug, a big smile on her face, the blue ribbon clutched in her hand. I was afraid you would be mad at me. When the police questioned me about it, they thought I ruined your cake. I swear, I didn't touch it. I know. Westmore did it. He confessed to me, Lexi said. Corinne's eyes opened wide. I saw him that night. He was walking toward your booth. But why? She looked around. Come to think of it, where is Westmore? Lexi explained the whole story to Corinne, who listened wide-eyed. Wow, I had no idea. Corinne looked around. Hey, I have to go freshen up to get ready for the final announcement. She shook her hands out. I'm so nervous. Me too. I think we both have a good chance. Good luck, Lexi said, genuinely meaning it. Good luck to you too, Corinne said, giving Lexi a quick hug. They walked off in opposite directions. Lexi felt like bats were flying around in her stomach. In less than an hour, the whole contest would be over, and one of the bakers would be $100,000 richer, with a great opportunity ahead of them. Lexi wanted to win, but she was also rooting for Corinne. The other baker needed the money a lot more than she did. Plus, she had three young kids to support. Lexi smiled to herself, certain she had made the right decision, as she sped off to her room to freshen up and then gather Nance and Cassie for the final announcement. Lexi took in a deep breath and eyed the entrance to Bakery Battles Stadium for what would probably be the last time. In a few minutes, the winner would be announced, the kitchens would be packed up, and everyone would be on their way home and back to their normal lives. Good luck, dear. Nance gave her a hug. Cassie held out her fist for a knuckle tap. Good luck. Thanks. Lexi smiled, her stomach rolling over like a cement mixer and feeling just as heavy. She broke off from Nance and Cassie to go to the far side of the stadium, where a special section was set up for all the bakers. In the preliminary finals, there would be no taping, and the majority of the bakers would be eliminated. Only the seven bakers with the most points would continue on to the taped finale. Nance and Cassie would be waiting in the spectator stands. Lexi scanned the crowd. Locating Corinne over in the corner, she waved a greeting and proceeded to make her way over, just as Tim Gartner started to address the crowd of bakers.
First of all, on behalf of Bakery Battles, I'd like to thank all of you. As you know, the contest has had its challenges this year.
A murmur went through the crowd, and Lexi could see many of the bakers nodding.
The baking has been top-notch, and you've all done such a wonderful job that it's been hard to choose the finalists,
he continued.
But only one baker can win. And it is time to narrow down the group to the top seven, who will go on to the grand finale.
Tim held up a piece of paper.
This card has the names of those lucky seven bakers. I'm going to read them off. If you are one of them, step over here to the right. Everyone else can start packing up their kitchens. Thank you for participating in Bakery Battles. And good luck.
Lexi clenched her hands into fists, her shoulders tense. She thought she had done well enough to make it into the top seven, but she still felt anxious to hear her name. The room fell silent, all the bakers holding their breath as Tim read the names.
Rudy Abreu, Hannah Anderson, Jason Bach, Lexi Baker, Corinne Connors, Mandy Hudson, Bill Salida. Congratulations, you've made it into the top seven.
Lexi let her breath out in a big whoosh and clapped with the rest of the bakers. She made it. She joined the other six bakers on the right, Amidst high fives and hugs, they watched the remaining bakers file out.
If you are all set, we can go into the other area now. The camera crews are ready to start taping. Congratulations to all of you. You did a fine job.
Tim made the rounds, shaking hands with each of them. Then they followed him out into the other room, where the camera crews and spectators were waiting. Lexi took her place in line with the other bakers facing the judges. She could feel her pulse beating in her neck. Her throat dried up, and her hands got clammy. Could this really be the final judging for bakery battles? It seemed surreal to think that in a few minutes, one of them would have an extra $100,000 and a magazine opportunity. Tim walked to the podium. The cameras started to roll. Lexi listened while he announced that the final judging was taking place, and then said a little bit about each judge and how the entries were judged on taste and appearance, with the scores from all the challenges being tallied up to produce the grand prize winner.
I'd like to add that Bakery Battles has been proud to host the finest bakers in America.
He waved his card at the group of bakers. Lexi smiled and nodded with the rest of them.
I'd like to give all of them the grand prize, but of course, only one can win. First, I'd like to announce the four runners-up. Each will receive $250 worth of equipment for their kitchens from our sponsor, The Bakery Connection. They are Rudy Abreu, Hannah Anderson, Jason Bach, and Mandy Hudson.
Lexi felt relief and excitement. She was in the top three. The clapping died down, and Tim continued on.
For the third-place prize, including a check for $2,000, please congratulate Bill Salida.
Lexi's heart hammered in her chest. Her knees felt weak. That left only her and Corinne. One of them was the grand prize winner, and the other the second prize winner.
Lexi, Corinne, you've both been great competitors. Your scores were pretty close. But one of you will be the grand prize winner of $100,000 and a spread in American Baker magazine. The other will get a nice prize too, a check for $20,000.
The spectators clapped enthusiastically. Lexi forced herself to breathe. Either way, she was going home with a big fat check.
And the grand prize winner is...
Tim paused. Lexi held her breath, feeling dizzy with anticipation. She figured if she was watching this on television, she'd be subjected to a series of commercials before she could find out who the winner was. She was grateful she didn't have to wait 5 minutes in real life.
Corinne Connors!
Lexi let out her breath in a whoosh of air. She turned to see Corinne jumping up and down. Confetti rained down from the ceiling as she embraced her friend. Congratulations. The prize couldn't go to a more deserving baker. Lexi meant every word of it. She released Corinne and watched her walk up to the podium to pose for the cameras with an oversized version of the $100,000 check. Lexi smiled as she turned away, scanning the crowd for Nans and Cassie. She spotted them in the corner, waved, and headed over to them.
Congratulations, Nan said. I think you should have won first prize, but you still did pretty good.
Lexi nodded.
Nice work, Cassie said.
I couldn't have done it without you, Lexi smiled at her friend.
There's one thing I just can't figure out.
Cassie narrowed her eyes at Lexi.
What's that? Why didn't you want to put the sugar sculptures on the cupcakes? I think we would have won first prize with those extra points.
Lexi shrugged, glancing over at Corinne with a smile.
Hey, wait a minute. Cassie's eyes got bigger. Lexi, you did it on purpose, didn't you?
Lexi blushed, looking away. It was true they might have won the contest, but Lexi was happy with the $20,000 and even happier, knowing the big prize would go to a family who really needed the money to start over. She hooked her arms through Cassie's and Nan's. Sometimes, winning isn't about getting the biggest prize. Now let's go pack up the kitchen, collect our check, and go home.